Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Cybersecurity is where we turn our attention to next. It's again taken center stage following the tumultuous change brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. That has forced organizations to adapt to an unprecedented pace to ensure that, well, they can survive. The widespread adoption of remote working technologies, you know, there's also the increased usage of cloud services, along with connectivity applications, have served as the backbone that has enabled companies to withstand the impacts of the pandemic, but this has also widely expanded potential threat vectors. This drastic shift has pushed cybersecurity operations of almost every industry like never before, with cyber attack types and volumes escalating daily. In NTT's recent 2020 Global Threat Intelligence Report, it was found that across the Asia-Pacific region, the technology sector is one of the most targeted by cyber attacks. Interestingly, for Singapore, however, the top sectors being targeted are the government and education sector. Why? Well, that's a question I'd like to ask my next guest. And how can a company react under a cyber attack? On the line with me this morning is Neville Burton, Director of Cybersecurity, NTT Asia Pacific. Neville, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for taking the time today. So we want to talk about NTT's recent 2020 Global Threat Intelligence Report. Could you tell us a little bit more about it and how it was conducted?
Okay. The report for NTT is a data-driven report, not a sentiment-driven report, which we're very proud of. We go across 4,000 clients across six continents. We also have our consulting advisory drive maturity assessments, and we are able to measure maturity of the sectors. We have 10 SOCs, 7 R&D centers, and we have a global and threat intelligence platform that runs across about 30% of the internet. So we see what's happening right at the core of botnets developing across the internet. So we have a very good view on who's attacking and by which countries and by which sectors.
All right, well, if it's data-driven, it's really a lot more dependable. So the technology sector apparently is one of the most targeted by cyber attacks, but Singapore, a little bit different, a bit of an anomaly because the top sectors being targeted are government and education. And it's funny because today is nomination day in the lead-up to polling day where we have to vote on July the 10th. Why government and education being targeted?
We would actually have to attribute that back to the bad actors. However, what we see is as a country pivots to a digital world, we're putting more stuff into the cloud, we're exposing more of our assets, our digital assets on the internet, which makes us more of an attack vector. And yes, we saw the bad actors focus on government, education and finance is the third one in Singapore this year.
Okay, so finance is the third one. What does that mean in terms of vulnerability? Does it mean that the sectors are more vulnerable, or is it just that these bad actors are targeting them?
What we find is they're going out looking for the assets that they're requiring to sell or make money from. And funny enough, we also saw an attack in Australia last week as well, quite a coordinated, advanced attack. And what they're doing is looking for assets to be able to either create disruption or drive a monetary return. And obviously Singapore has some great assets in government and the education sector. What we're seeing is higher learning where they sponsored research that they can go after to be able to collect and obviously try and monetize at a later date.
All right. Well, Neville, if I could dive into the specifics a little bit, and I'm sure it might get a little technical. Let's talk about the common type of attacks in Singapore. I mean, is there a way to tell which are the more prominent malware that's being found or the kind of attacks? Is there any chance you could break that down for us?
Yes, we can. In the Singapore analysis, we're seeing a high degree of Trojans being used. That was at 32%. A rat, it's a funny name, but it's a remote access Trojan, you know, at 26.5%. We went all through vulnerability scanners, worms, exploit kits that were being utilized. And what we're seeing is a lot of the times the people are using attacks against the web applications, brute forcing and reconnaissance. So these are types of attacks or methods used to try and infiltrate the organizations. So we see that pivot there, but the malware variants are quite extensive, really is. And what we're finding is these people are no longer just trying one style of attack. We're seeing what we call multi-payload attacks, where they will attack and then they will have payloads to execute afterwards. So it's very difficult for cybersecurity professionals to actually shut down one attack because there's multiple of them happening at the same time. So we're seeing the people get quite advanced in how they attack our clients.
That really echoes some of the conversations I've had with experts where they talk about how, you know, it's not that we're being careless or we're more vulnerable. It's just that these actors, these bad actors are getting smarter and smarter. So it's really a race to keep up with the level of sophistication that they're putting out. I mean, when a company comes under attack, say, for example, a firm in Singapore, once they realize that they're under cyber attack, what kind of reaction time would you recommend? What steps would you take recommend they take?
First of all, you've got to have that visibility in your organization. So we go through three steps to help our clients get a resilient posture or a cybersecurity posture that is correct. So first of all, you've got to know your posture. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to measure it, look at what controls that you're implementing. But finally, it's around management and visibility and response. So how do you manage your cybersecurity assets that are protecting you? Do you have the right visibility so that you can respond at the time of the attack? Right. Quite often we find that people find out that they've been attacked, ransomware, very late after the actual attack. So what we want to see is real-time response against these style of attacks.
Any chance you would have an example of, say, a response handled badly by a company? I mean, how bad can the implications get?
I'm going to point to an overseas company or sure. a large technology company, because that's where technology really hit. Maze is a form of ransomware that's been out there, and we saw an Indian technology company get ransomwared for 290,000 of its employees. So I think that's as bad as it can get. You actually stop your business. You are exposing your clients' data. So Maze is a very advanced attack. They typically take 1.5 years to build a beachhead, get into your environment, and coordinate the attack. They just don't rush in. This is highly premeditated, and it will take them a long, long time to get all the assets inside ready for the attack. So it can become quite tragic for the company involved.
I suppose that slow attack is one of the reasons why these things can go undetected. They're willing to take the time.
Yeah. We normally see it, and a lot of the times, years gone by, we saw advanced persistent threats, APTs are what we call it, but now they're coordinated attacks on our clients' environments. So we've got to be not only looking for the highly visible attacks, but we've got to look at those attacks that are happening over a very slow period, and we've got to see suspicious behavior happening within our environments.
Right. Well, final question, Neville. I mean, for companies that are listening right now and they want to reassess how they can defend themselves against such things, what would your recommendations be for them? What kind of advice would you give to them?
Top one, it comes up in our report every year. We've done this report for 6 years. The top thing that most people can do right now is to patch. I can't emphasize it more. And the reason being, we saw attacks right across Australia, coordinated attacks. They were all known vulnerabilities. They were all out there from our vendors that have already said, yes, there's something wrong with my piece of software, here's a patch. And all the attacks were happening against these unpatched environments, especially now in the COVID work from home. People are getting IT resources out there very, very quickly. Please make sure that you're at the right patch levels for every piece of your software. You only need one small hole and you're going to let a bad actor in. Other than that, please assess your posture. Make sure that you have a full 360 degree of your assets and your security posture. And then implement enough controls out there. A control is something like a firewall, your endpoint security. Make sure that you've absolutely got that nailed around making sure that you have these controls deployed and the visibility so you can respond to these bad actors.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time this morning. I've been speaking with Neville Burton, Director of Cybersecurity at NTT Asia Pacific. Neville, thanks for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.